Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Did you ever regret what you called your child, the name that you've picked for your son and daughter? Have you ever looked at them and since thought, oh, I got that wrong. That name gives me the ick. I wish I had changed it. Well, Arlene Costello is with me on the line today because, Arlene, you took the decision to change your child's name.
I did, that's right. I have a little girl, almost two now, so we're going back a little bit, but she is Mary Claire now, but she wasn't Mary Claire when she was born.
What was she?
I actually called her Sophie, which I love that name too, but I know there's other mums out there who'll have a couple of names, and when it comes to the time when your child is born, it can be hard to kind of make your mind up, and there's a little bit of pressure to kind of do it fast and, you know, announce it within 24 hours or 48 hours.
Get the text out.
You know, yeah. And I have two other little girls, so I didn't have that experience when I had them. I just had the names picked, and when they were born, they were the name and that was it. So this was just, yeah, a different experience for me, having the feeling of that indecision, I suppose, and a fear of kind of changing it. What will people think? You know how it is. I'm delighted. I'm so thrilled tonight, so, you know, that I went ahead and did it now.
So when Sophie was born, Sophie was one of the names you had in the mix.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct.
And you officially named her Sophie, is that right?
That's right. Now, she wasn't legally, like, her birth cert hadn't been completed, all of that. But she was named and, like, everybody was told that's her name. And I'm on Instagram myself as well, so I had announced it on my Instagram. And I still have that video there for people to see her name is announced as Sophie, because I love...
Yeah, it's a lovely name, actually. Yeah.
Together, you know, and stuff. So I'm not going to delete that video or anything, but... and I suppose for some people, they might just change the name and then try and hide the fact that they ever did that. But I don't mind sharing it, because I suppose if it gives the courage to another mammy, you know, to do it, to feel like the same boat as me, just go ahead and do it, you know.
Why did you change? Because I've often heard people say, you know, when my son or my daughter was born, they weren't an Andrea or they weren't an Arlene. Or was that what, did you look at her and say, actually, she's not a Sophie?
A little bit of that, I suppose. A little bit of that. It was just that I suppose I had Mary Claire as one of my other names during my pregnancy, and actually pre even being pregnant. So the name was always there for me, because I did get messages from girls on Instagram saying, I don't like the name I've picked, but I don't have another name. So they're kind of panicking. Whereas I kind of had this name as well. So I kept thinking, oh, did I make a mistake? And this is probably my last baby. Like, I'll never get to use that name. And all these kind of thoughts go through your head. And I was postpartum a few days, weeks even postpartum. And I was thinking, am I going crazy? Like, is this a real feeling? So it's just, it's just a sense that she didn't feel like that name. And then I kind of stopped calling her name. I started calling her the baby all the time, you know, and I just thought, no, I feel like she's this other name, you know, and...
You wanted to change it.
Yeah, I just wanted to change, yeah.
So when you had kind of announced Sophie's arrival, and I presume the text went out and, you know, baby girl or baby Sophie born, and the weight and the date, and we're all doing fine, and, you know, and all of that, did you then send a subsequent message to say, well, actually...
No. I sent out the text, as you said. She was about 24 hours old when we did that, whereas the others were moments out of the womb and they were named, kind of thing. So everyone was like, what are you going to call her? We're so excited. So within the couple of weeks when I did change it, I suppose I verbally told my important
family,
my husband, my sister, family, and my mother would have a big family. And she sort of announced it when we were at one of my aunt's house, to kind of a lot of the family were there. And it just started to spread, like, around, you know, locally, I suppose, and with my family. I didn't make a formal announcement to the family group, but I did announce it on my Instagram that I was changing her name. I wasn't going to do that. I was a bit nervous to do it. And then I said, people are going to say, how's Sophie? And send me things for Sophie and things like that. So I just said, you know what, I'll announce it. And the video, I think there's nearly 400,000 views on it. That's a lot for me, kind of, you know, a smaller creator. But, it resonated with so many people that I was so happy that I shared it then, and it felt really comfortable. I was like, now I can sit with her name, and everybody knows now, and it's great.
What was the reaction, Arlene? Was it positive in the main?
It was actually such a great reaction. Like, there was a few people, like, who might have said, I still love Sophie, I love that name. And it is a beautiful name. But I kind of just, I got to this point where I was like, I love her new name. And, you know, I'm her mother.
So that's all that matters.
It really matter if someone else loves it. But the reaction was so great because I did get messages from, you know, new mammies that had like a fear in the postpartum days and weeks that they're doing the wrong thing or it doesn't match my other children's name and all of the thoughts. It's just, it's kind of like, you know, woman to woman, you know, other mothers, how they feel and I guess strength in numbers, I suppose. And I couldn't believe the comments in the section and the DMs that came in. And then like a journalist contacted me and asked me, would I go to the paper with it? And I, because I had put it on my Instagram, I was very, very happy.
Why not?
I thought, yeah, why not? So if it gives strength to somebody else to say, okay, I'm not going mad. I, you know, it is a real feeling. People do experience it. You know, I said to the previous journalist that I am on my third daughter. So I felt I didn't feel like I'd done this every time or I don't know. It just made it a little bit easier as well. It made me think, you know, it happens to people and, you know, I'm going to normalize it hopefully by sharing it.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
You know, you're glad obviously changed to marry Claire Southern, Arlene.
Yeah, I'm still glad. I'm still so glad. I hope she will be. I think I said that before as well. I hope she will when she grows up and she hears the story. But we've given Sophie, her middle name is Sophie.
Actually
on her birthday, just for the story, I suppose.
What age was she, sorry, did you say, when you changed the name?
So I was kind of at home, said it to my husband around when she was about 10 days old, 2 weeks old. But by the time we announced it to family or online, she was four and a half weeks old about. So she still was
young,
you know, she wasn't answering to her name or anything. And I hadn't legally registered her. So it did make it a little easier than, but I still know people who are gone further along and who still want to go ahead and change. And that's okay too.
Yeah, listeners, as we called our 4-year-old Donald, but so many people pointed out that it's so close to Donald. So we call him Dominic now. SJ Strom is a baby naming consultant and author of Baby Name Envy. How common is it, SJ, to change your baby's name?
It's so common and I'm so happy it's getting talked about because many people feel the same way, that it's just them having those feelings. And is it just the postpartum hormones? But I speak to 3 or 4 people a month who are in this same predicament. And mostly it's that they've either had a negative reaction from someone else to the name, or like we were just talking about, there's that one that got away and they can't stop thinking about a name. Maybe they chose too quickly, I think happens to a lot of people.
And what are the typical reasons? Why do people change the child's name?
Often it's when they reveal the name. Sometimes people give a negative reaction to a name, which obviously didn't happen with Sophie, but it could be that grandparents said like don't like a new modern name, maybe like a Bodie or a Dusty or something that's quite out there. Obviously with Marie Claire, it's quite a classic. And then that gives doubt to the parents, which is a shame. Or it's that's the telltale sign is exactly what we were just talking about, is not wanting to say the name out loud, avoiding calling the baby by the name and just feeling that sense of, I think I maybe rushed into this and it's not actually suiting them. It doesn't feel right. And as a parent, you know, you can follow your gut instinct, and we're often under pressure to choose in that hospital room. We want the baby to not go nameless for a few days. And I always say to people to try and avoid regretting the name. Do spend a bit of time, go home, keep the name private. It's okay to say to people, we haven't picked a name yet, we're still working it out, and not feel that you have to quickly say.
Yeah, because you do typically, when you get the text from somebody to say that they've just had a baby SJ, you know, it usually says it's whatever, baby SJ or baby Arlene. The name is typically included in it, isn't it?
Yeah, they ask you right away. And a lot of people that I work with, because I do a baby name consultation, they'll have a couple that they like. And normally one's a safe choice, maybe like a Sophie. Maybe one's a slightly braver, more unique name, like a Marie Claire. And when they're in that situation of everyone gets excited and everyone's asking you, what are you going to call the baby? You often default to something that you think is a bit easier, or maybe was your lead name. And then you spend that bit more time getting to know your baby, and you're meeting them for the first time, which is wild, but you are sort of meeting them and getting to know them. And then it's sort of, if it's not landing in your heart as much, then it is okay to change. And I always say to people, the reason they won't change is because of other people's reactions. Do I look like a drama queen? Do I look crazy that I've said I don't like the name anymore? And I always say, you know, how often do people say, you go into your friend's house, you're like, what's their baby's name again? Yeah. You can't quite remember. It's not that big a deal to other people.
Yeah, I wonder, do people get swayed, you know, maybe when they hear or see people's reactions to the name that they've picked, do they change their mind if there's maybe if they get a negative reaction?
Often, and a lot of Irish names, people pronounce them differently. So if they're an Irish family living here, she chose Oran as the name, and then she was like, I probably don't pronounce it right. And lots of people are like, I can't quite get it, I can't quite say it. So we did a consultation and she went with Tig in the end. But it was just other people putting her off and her thinking, am I giving my child a tougher time in life with a more difficult to pronounce name?
Yeah.
But if you love a name, it will grow on people. And often it's says something about you, the name you choose. You're the parent, you're the one who knows your heart and their heart, and always go with yourself as your barometer. You know, it's the first big parenting decision. It's a big one.
Getting the name.
Follow your own heart.
Listener says, yeah. Try being married to a teacher. My husband knew a child he didn't like with every single name that I picked out. SJ Strum, Arlene Costello, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Monday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.